ahead.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another episode of Africans Talk Football TV. How's everybody feeling tonight?
Good, man.
Great. Good, good, man. Thanks again to all of our friends, all of our supporters, all of our fans out there who have been with us since, you know, the beginning of the season. If this is your episode, thank you for tuning in with us. Remember, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on Twitter, we are on Apple Podcasts, we're on YouTube. Remember to like, subscribe if you like what you hear here today. And just remember to keep rocking with us. I know we only have a few more weeks left of the Prem season, but we're going to have some summer tournaments this year. There are the Olympics as well, so there's going to be no shortage of footy this summer. We have Copa America coming up. We have the Euros. So there are some big, big games coming up this year, especially with England. I feel like this is probably their time to shine, especially after going through last Euros, getting to the finals and losing in penalties. I think they're going to come back with a vengeance. But yeah, just to keep you tuned, we're going to have stuff all summer. So although the year is coming to an end with our Premier League and club teams, we got some international stuff coming up very, very soon through the pipeline. But to start, since we're talking about Europe already, just want to recap what happened last week in Champions League and then give our predictions for this upcoming week since we have games tomorrow and Wednesday as well. But to start, let's go ahead with what happened last week in the Champions League. We had two major, major games. First, we had Tuesday, Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich. I think we all came on here and thought that, you know, Madrid would run away with it. But shout out to these German teams, man. Like I said last week, they haven't done as well domestically. But, you know, in Europe, when you look at what they were able to accomplish this year, Dortmund, I think, surprised everybody by getting to the semis. You know, first of all, starting off in the group of death and then being able to make it out and now getting to the semis. They've had a very, very, very good draw, beating Atleti and PSV to get here. They now are up 1-0 on PSG. And then Bayern, you know, they had to see Arsenal last round, who was a very, very tough matchup. They saw Lazio in the first round. That was kind of a shoe-in. But, you know, now they have to see Madrid, the guys who have won this tournament the most out of any other club in the world. And they were able to tie it up 2-2 at home. So let's start with that Bayern-Madrid game. Did Bayern surprise you guys? And honestly, do you think Bayern had a chance to go to Madrid up 3-2? Because I think they could have capitalized more, I think. I think Madrid played their game and they were able to do what they do well, get that second goal and tie it up. But how did y'all feel about that first matchup?
I mean, I still think Madrid's going to go through. I think if Bayern had any shot, they needed to win this match. They didn't do that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you're going into this match on level playing ground or level playing field, but it's the Bernabeu, you know? That 12th man in the fans is going to be very, very important. I think that they'll just, you know, not run away with it, but I think they'll, you know, a nice, comfortable 2-0, 3-1 win at home. I don't see Bayern going in there and getting a result. I don't think they're going to hold a clean sheet. Yeah, I don't know. I shout out to them for tying it up, but and coming back. But yeah, I don't think they're going to get a result.
Yeah, I agree with Gabriel. I just don't see it. I just don't. The goals they scored were pretty, you know, pretty quick. They had what, two goals in like 5 minutes, something like that. Yeah. So I mean, the way Real Madrid plays at home, I just don't see Bayern getting through. Yeah, I just don't see it.
Yeah, I said last week I thought I wouldn't be surprised if Bayern kept it close or even got a narrow lead, but at the Bernabeu, Real Madrid is a different team. They've already wrapped up the league, you know, La Liga. So congrats to them on that. And I think that could be a needed boost going into this game. And Yeah, I mean, when I look at Real Madrid's goals, I don't know. I just feel like they always like score from just like nothing. Toni Kroos's pass to Vinicius was amazing, but that's just an example of how that came from a throw-in, you know. And so, like, at the Bernabeu, that's a different team. That's the best team in the world. So I think that they'll win it all, but they got to get past the former German champs. They might not even be the German champs next year if
Xavi keeps doing what he's doing.
That team's getting broken up, man.
They will break up.
Someone's leaving. Someone important is going somewhere this summer.
Vertz.
Vertz, I don't think leaves.
Vertz
is like a next year thing. Frempong, Boniface.
Those guys are out of there.
The left back I thought was pretty good.
Grimaldo,
he was pretty good. And I think, we were linked to Patrick Schick a few times, but they got a few good pieces on the team.
Bro, they got like five, six good pieces on their team.
And the manager, probably the best.
Yeah, but honestly, I would say I think somebody leaves, but I don't know what it is. I think Xavi has enough pull to where he's able to keep most of their guys. I think they do lose either like a Frimpong or a Grimaldo, even a Schick. But I mean, people like Leverkusen has drawn now. They're in Champions League. You know, they have Xavi. So even if it's a 1 year thing, you can go learn under Xavi, who's shown to be a top manager. And so I think that he has a lot more draw than we might think he does have. And that could influence some of these kids to stay. Because I could see a world where, you know, the group stays for one more year series, what they can do in Champions League. I don't think if they don't win the league or if they don't win Champions League, a lot of their stock will drop that much. Especially in a world now where players are kind of just going for whatever. I mean, if we look at our teams, we all have players that we paid 40, 50, 60, upwards to 100 million for that don't deserve it. So I don't think that they're in a situation where their stocks will drop that much, even if they do stay. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with Leverkusen. I would love for them to keep their core, but we know how world football works. Everyone's looking at that team right now to pick them off. So,
is Marco Reus retiring or is he just leaving Dortmund?
He's leaving on a free.
Yeah.
You think he'd be a good fit for them?
Yeah. I mean, he's still a decent player.
And he's coming off the bench for Dortmund now. You know, we could just go ahead and switch gears to Dortmund. They won 1-0 against PSG. You know, I feel like the whole world is rooting for Marco Reus to get his Champions League. Ever since he announced this past week that he will be leaving Dortmund after this year for 12 years. I don't know. It was cool to see kind of the soccer world just going and giving him his praises, giving him his flowers. We kind of look, and I said this in our group chat, and I want to say it out loud, but I feel like we give Harry Kane a little bit more hate than we should, and we kind of give Marco Reus a little bit more grace. Not that we should, but when I look at two of those players, they kind of had similar careers, obviously different countries, but you know, both on teams that have gotten a Champions League, both on teams that have been, you know, in their domestic leagues, part of a title race, both who have fallen short of both of those a few times. But, you know, Marco Reus was able to get, you know, the German domestic cup. I believe he has a DFB Pokal and something else. I forgot what the other championship with Dortmund is. But, you know, he's had a great career. But I feel like we also just give him a little bit more grace. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because Bayern was so dominant during his time there. We kind of just say, hey, you know, Bayern won 11 in a row. What are you going to do? But switching back to Champions League, you know, we were talking about Mbappe probably leaving on a high, possibly facing the team he's going to go to next year. And I don't know, Dortmund, you know, at home, they were able to take care of business. How do y'all feel about, you know, this second leg? Do you think Mbappe and the French boys will get it done at the Parc des Princes, or do we think that these German thoroughbreds are going to get it to the finals?
I mean, I was impressed. I was impressed with Dortmund. I got to give it to them, but
yeah.
I was a little disappointed with the way PSG kind of came out, but even them, they had opportunities to score. But the one thing I know for a fact is this Dortmund team, you know, when they leak goals, they leak goals. So if PSG show more or less what they've shown all year at home, they can score multiple goals at home. It's just a matter of can they keep it defensively sound in the back. They're a suspect to me in the back. I don't know.
Absolutely, I agree. If PSG can just, you know, pretty much play the way they played, I mean, they had a good game. They were just unlucky. So if those shots go in, they should be good. Yeah, but I think Dortmund's on a run, though. They're on a run. So I won't be surprised if they hold. I won't. Even PSG getting by Barcelona, it's, you know, it's questionable. But we'll see.
PSG got it. I mean, they hit the post, what, 3 times last match?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, all unlucky just to not go in the back of the net. I mean, like you said, bro, they didn't play a bad match at all. They played, both teams played very, very well. So, I mean,
Dortmund, who does everyone have?
What do you mean?
Like who's everyone picking?
Oh, I'm picking PSG. I wanted PSG Real Madrid final.
Yeah, I think it would be better if we saw PSG Madrid final, but I'm low key rooting for Dortmund.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if
I'm not gonna
lie. If this game goes into overtime or extra time in overtime, I wouldn't be surprised. Like I could see like a 2-1 PSG win during normal time and then it going into extra time. I could definitely see that. So I think there will be goals, but I mean, defensively, Dortmund's been pretty solid. So I think they might, yeah, I think it's going to extra time, honestly. I think it'll be decided there.
Are they down one or two?
One.
So that's what I'm saying. I think PSG wins 2-1 normal time. It'll be 2-2 on aggregate going to extra time. And I mean, anything could happen there. We've seen miracles happen in extra time. So
you got both teams scoring.
Yeah, I got both teams scoring for sure.
Take notes, guys. Take notes. Okay.
But yeah, man, it's been a crazy European season. I said this last week, but for this to be the last year we're going to use this format of the groups and then, you know, the knockout rounds, we're leaving on a high note, that's for sure. This has been a very interesting tournament. We see some teams go further than we've seen in a long time. And we've seen some surprises in the semis, so who knows what's going to happen these next couple of days. But I think we all could have guessed what was going to happen to Manchester United today with having no center backs. You know, we'll just go right into the Premier League, start with the team that played today. You know, if you lose, you go first. And Salam, y'all got Molly Wap. It wasn't pretty at all. Got a
four-piece nugget.
Got a four-piece spicy from Wendy's. They made it real spicy. 2 goals per half, you know, just even it up. Make sure you guys don't feel too bad on either half. Just go through. I mean, obviously, we didn't expect you guys to have no center backs, but was 4-0, do you think that was an accurate representation of the match today?
It could have been worse. I would say yes. I thought 4-0 was a pretty fair result. They were definitely the better team on the day. Shout out to their whole front three. They look great against us. Great goals. I mean, Mateta's goal. There's really nothing that, you know, I feel like you could have done about that. Even though I always feel like Onana could always do better, you know. But that was a great shot. That was a great shot. Even the first one, it wasn't even like a clean hit. Like, it's just one of those where
it's too short.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, he's like, he's not like
long enough to get
big enough, you know. Like, you know, just to, I don't know, but you know, honestly, bro, like, I'm not gonna, you know, be like overreactionary and crazy, like emotional here. I just feel as if based off of the available players, this was expected. I didn't think that it would be as bad as it was today. But I also didn't think that some of these players would play as bad as they did. And all of them, it's a collective effort. I know a lot of people are trying to pin it on one person or this person, Casemiro. Everyone's saying Casemiro. Casemiro didn't play well, but neither did Eriksen, neither did Delo, or Wan-Bissaka, or the keeper. Or Antony. The only people who were bright for me was Rasmus, Mao, and Mainoo. And I mean, Garnacho, I feel like it's just one of those. So he's an attacker, so if, you know, if we don't really have the ball, and you know, he can't really impact the game as he should. So, but it is what it is, man. You know, I think regardless of, you know, what people think about the manager, whether he should be in or whether he should be out, I think one thing that is very obvious is that a lot of these players have to go. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. And when you look at the lineup today, I mean, you know, Casemiro probably not going to be here next year. Johnny Evans, hey, big shout out to you, man. I appreciate you giving everything. Was injured, probably wasn't. Ten Hag said that the plan wasn't to start him today, but he had to because there was no one available. He clearly looked not healthy, but he had a tough, you know, he had a tough front three to go up against. Shout out to Diego Delo once again. Just people say you try and you do, but it's just like, you know, defensively, he's just not where he needs to be. Shout out to all the hipsters that said we needed a ball-playing goalkeeper. For a team that doesn't even keep possession, the thing that everyone thought we needed was a ball-playing goalkeeper. So shout out to all of you guys, whether you guys be out there listening on this podcast or are affiliated with this podcast. I appreciate all of you. And last but not least, I just want to say I'm still Ten Hag in because I don't think even Pep Guardiola wouldn't have done anything with the players available today.
You don't think he could have made adjustments?
Nope. What adjustments would you have made?
Not play Casemiro at center back?
Yeah. He's been playing there, and we don't have anyone available. He's been playing there.
Delo couldn't play out inside and put Antony DeLo? On the outside.
DeLo? The guy we just talked about who isn't good at defending. You want to put him at center back? At least Casemiro has experience. Yes, it's not his natural position.
Wan-Bissaka can't play center back.
No, he can barely play right back. He can barely play left back. He played left back today. I don't know why Erik ten Hag played him on the left and Diego Delo on the right. You know, Diego Delo is a little bit technically better, so playing him on the left would have been a little bit better. But Wan-Bissaka, you know what I'm saying? Him, Antony, you know, all these guys, man. Eriksen, I thought was terrible today. I thought, you know, everyone has time for Casemiro, which, again, he deserves it. But Christian Eriksen, my goodness. You are just and it's sad because I really liked him. Christian Eriksen at his prime was something. This Christian Eriksen, you're past it, man. You're past it. Look at the goal that we conceded from the throw-in, Mateta's goal. Shout out to Christian Eriksen, man. Big shout out to him.
Do you think you can still potentially get a European spot, or do you think that's over with?
Oh yeah. Europe is the aim. And I think it's very doable. I think it's very tough because we have our next two opponents are very tough.
Salam, how are you going to do it? Please tell me.
We got to take care of what's in front of us, Mike. That's what we have to do.
You're speaking like your manager right now.
Yeah, you have to. What do you want me to do? Hey, listen. You know what's funny? Are you in a final?
We made it to a final.
Oh, my Where? God.
We played in the Carabao final.
That's right.
Mollywopped. Just to get mollywopped.
I know.
Yeah, bro, we're there, though.
Dress rehearsal.
Yeah, bro. if you guys come up short, Gabriel, and if we win an FA Cup, my goodness.
You won't hear that.
Have fun with the FA Cup. Yeah.
No, I think now I think Chelsea is above United on the table, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There you go. Everyone, so you got so Mike and Cornelius got
what do you mean you think
all season?
What do you mean you all think? Season, you think we're above you on the table, or we are above you on the table?
Here's your I finished oh, okay. above Man United trophy.
Here it is. First of all, the league, I'll take it. It's good enough for us. I'll take it. We just gotta get the sixth spot, and then we're cool. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have
looking at Spurs at this point.
I have an announcement to make when we get to previews. So
announcement.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the previews.
So you said you're bringing Ten Hag back again 1 year. You think he deserves it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Nah. Absolutely, he deserves it.
We'll see how you feel in the next.
Look at what he has had to deal with.
It's part of the game, Stallone.
Yeah. No, I understand. Injuries are part of the game. Which is why you're not hearing me say it. Never once did I mention anything about having zero fit center backs. You never heard me say anything about any of that. It is what it is. I understand.
Okay. That's fair.
But my thing is, and again, and shout out to the refs for some of the decisions today. It's about what sells more. I understand. But I mean, it is what it is, man. FA Cup final is all we're playing for, and hopefully we can play spoiler this weekend, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, man. Chelsea, just gonna switch gears. Chelsea, we look good. I say this very, very bittersweet, but I don't know why it took us 35 weeks to look like a team. It honestly, like, this is probably the best game that we've played in a long time. It seemed like everybody was on the same page. I mean, we had very, very big injuries to a lot of players. Everybody on our bench was an academy youth. But our starting 11 seemed to get it done. And I guess that goes to show just the overall like course of our year, I guess. I would have loved to see this team start clicking maybe in February, because then we would have been making a push for top four. Because I still truly believe that this team had what it took to get to top four. Injuries aside, you know, if you look at our team, what we're able to do against the top six, if you're able to see what we're able to do in this last month and a half, we're flying. But, you know, Cole Palmer is definitely the ringleader. When he doesn't play, it's evident that we aren't the same team. It's good to see some of these young guys take a step up. I know Madueke has been the subject of discussion, especially after fighting with Cole Palmer for the PK that we had, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. But honestly, I think that he's a player. There's a player in him. He's an Instagram baller for sure. But if we can somehow just get him a little bit more serious, I think that he's a Chelsea player. It's good to see what Nicholas Jackson was able to do. Again, I've been saying it all year. I think there's a player in him. It's the fundamentals that he needs to get better. But, you know, week 35, week 36, I'm looking at our team. We have, I believe, two players in double digits with Nicholas Jackson and Cole Palmer scoring. We have a lot of players that are around that 5-6 range. So if you look at what we're able to do this year to last year, somebody actually put a tweet up. This year we have 56 points in the – or hold on, let me
54.
Sure. Yeah, let me make sure I'm getting the numbers right. So this year we have 54 points with 3 games left to go in the Premier League. Last year we ended with 44 points. The entire year.
Jeez.
44
no way.
Last year we had, wow, I believe, 38 goals for.
You're better.
This year we're already at 70 goals for. So if you look at what, and someone said, is this such a, like, are you guys surprised that you're seeing this jump in Chelsea? And I said, no. Last year, we had four different managers over the course of an eight-month season. There's no consistency, and there's so much dysfunction, you're not going to be able to get the best out of your players. As much as I don't like Pochettino, as much as I do not believe he's going to be the guy to get us to where I believe we can be, he still is consistent. He's been our coach all year. The players at least have some ideology of how he wants to play. Mm-hmm. Whether we as fans see that or not on the outside, the players are with him day in, day out, and they're able to somehow understand who he is as a coach and how he wants the boys to be set up. So when you look at the numbers, it's not very, you know, it's not that staggering to me. A big portion of that is Cole Palmer. If we didn't have him, I don't think our numbers would be looking the same. No, but at the end of the day, you know, it's good when we have a consistent manager that is able to somehow try to get his point across to the team. Everyone's going to go through their ups and downs. But, I mean, look at Ange Postecoglou, what he was able to do with Spurs after just 1 year. You know, they're top six. With all the injuries they had, they were still managed to stay top six the whole year. So for me, I think this is, you know, this just goes to show, like, there are going to be growing pains when you're going through a rebuild. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be as quick as you want it to be. But there are little steps you could take along the way to ensure that you don't go two steps forward, eight steps back, and then three steps forward, five steps back. This consistency is something that I want to see with Chelsea. And hopefully, you know, moving forward, this is something that we could build on. That's kind of all I have to say about this team.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you've said pretty much everything. Yesterday's win, big step. But I do still think this game coming up this week is one of the big tests too. Honestly, if you look at the last few games,
you play Liverpool this week, right?
No, Brighton.
No, Nottingham Forest. Or Brighton, yeah, or Nottingham Forest.
I think we played Brighton and then
it's Brighton. First,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I don't know.
But if you look at our schedule, the last eight games, we had
Forest. It's Forest this week, and then Brighton,
and then Brighton. Okay.
And then Bournemouth.
We had two ties that should have been wins. One was Burnley, and one was Sheffield. If we would have won those games, we're sitting fifth right now. So, you know, but it is saying that, you know, we should be fine for top four. It's not crazy because if you look at the chances we've missed and, I mean, just clear, just bottling jobs in games, just handing games away. If we were able to take care of business during those times, I think we'll be fine. But I like where we are. I think we're going to finish sixth. And even though I still won't punch out, got to give credit when credit is due. He's doing a good job. Keep it up. We'll see what you do this weekend.
Yeah. I said, I believe it was like in January, right around like week, like right around the halfway, you know, mark of the season. I said, I believe that Chelsea will have more points in the second half of the season than we did in the first half of the season. And I said, I think we were in 11th in January, either 10th or 11th place. I think that Chelsea would finish top six at the end of the year. I said, yeah. Like I even said it on our predictions mid-year. I said, I believe we'll finish above United. You guys had us at eighth. You guys had us at 10th.
Some I know. Of you had disrespectful.
Us, some of you barely had us at 10.
And we I need said, to look, revisit that.
By yeah, the and way. I said, look, this team.
I'm right here. What?
Look, and I said, I don't. And I said, if you honestly think there are nine teams better than us in the Premier League, just on paper, you're crazy. Whether or not we are able to show that week in, week out, I can't guarantee that. But over the course of 19, 20 games, I can show you that we are better than nine of the teams in the league. Mm-hmm. And if you're able to, and I even saw it today, since January, if you look at a table of points, we're fourth overall. And who's accumulated the most points? But yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Since the halfway of the year, we're fourth in the amount of points. Man. So for me, it's like, look, I believe this team could do this. I saw what we had when it was just bare bones, week five, week 10, when we're struggling to beat some of these teams. But then I also saw what we're able to do when we play well against a City, against a Liverpool, against an Arsenal. So for me, I really have belief that this team could be good. It's just me. Being a Chelsea fan my whole life, I'm frustrated because I know what we can be, and it's just not there yet. Again, I'm not sold on Pochettino. I never have been. Ever since he was at Tottenham, I thought he was a decent manager. I never thought he was a top four manager. But like Mike said, we just have to give him a chance to see what he does next year. Hopefully he's able to bring his players in. Hopefully we're able to take some of these players out and actually form Chelsea the way Chelsea is supposed to be. Because yeah. I still think we're a ragtag group of players and we're not Chelsea Football Club yet.
But I think, get there. Yeah, I think the guys he has playing right now, just leave it for the rest of the year. They seem to have found some treat. Just leave it. Let these guys play it out. Bring people off the bench. The fact that even Raheem Sterling is not seeing the pitch, that should send him a message. Because Madueke's assist to Jackson yesterday.
See ya.
Raheem has had three of those. Three. Slum. Three. That could have won us the game. I'm not even exaggerating. Three. It's so visible. I believe Wolves, somebody, and these are, I remember Wolves because it was on my birthday. Three times. He could have just squared the ball. Go. I hope he was watching that. I hope he was watching that.
And what after the game, Madueke had a quote, something that said, I already had my goal and I saw Nicholas Jackson next to me. I know he's been struggling. I had to get him his. Something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And that's what you want to see, bro. It's not always about the X's and the O's. It's not always about winning 4-0. It's not always about the clean sheets. It's about becoming a team. This is what I was talking about from the top of the year. We need Chelsea to become a team. This is what I've been talking about.
Where was this energy when Kai Havertz got the PK? Yeah. Where was this same energy? Where was this team energy? When Kai Havertz didn't score for Arsenal and was struggling and we gave him a PK, where is the same energy? Now it's a team thing, huh? So when it becomes to y'all, now it's a team thing.
It's always been
energy was real different when
no, but gave Kai we're talking Chelsea specific though.
Gabriel,
if you look at Arsenal, a few players that are new. You guys are a team for it, except for Rice and who?
Kai.
Havertz, yeah. Like, Timber, that's what he's saying. Like, we gotta.
I know. I understand. That. I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying the energy, the tone, didn't changed up a little bit. The tone has changed.
Even when you brought up Kai Havertz, I never disputed that. I never dispute giving somebody the chance to get their form back or get their confidence back. I'm always been on that team because Kai struggled the first half of the season, and we were on his ass because we were like, "Look, y'all bought him. He's supposed to be your guy. Let's see it." Same thing with Nicholas Jackson. We bought him. He was supposed to be our striker. Let's see it. And all year we've been giving them the same amount of slack. Where's this energy been? So for me, it's more so for me, and it's not even just getting a guy his confidence back. It's getting the team to be a team. That's what I wanted to see this whole year. This whole year, I didn't have much expectations for Chelsea. I just wanted us to have some sort of identity and for us to improve upon last year. Last year, we finished in 12th place. Right now, we're sitting in 8th. That's a minor improvement. Last year, we scored 38 goals. This year, we've already scored 70. That's a major improvement. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So for me, if we're able to take baby steps year to year or maybe even a medium step from year to year. Gabriel can talk Zinni when we go to Arsenal. We're almost done with Chelsea. But yeah, for me, it's just, can we see these improvements and can Chelsea become a formidable club again? If you were able to look at us points home versus points away, last year versus this year, we're a formidable team at home again. We've gotten 30 out of our 54 points at home, or out of
one loss, the last 18 games,
44 points at home. Chelsea's Stamford Bridge is becoming a fortress again. Last year, you could walk into the bridge and you were taking points. You were taking points. So for me, to everyone who didn't beat us at home,
bro, you guys didn't beat us there.
I'm trying to say. Who beat us at home? You know, out of the top six, no one really beat us at home. So for me, that's how I gauge my season. Are we able to take the next year? If we can go look at the numbers, who beat us at home? Salami, did you beat us at home? I think we beat you for the first time in how many years?
Exactly. So, when was the last time you guys?
This year.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Before this year.
20, it doesn't matter because we won this time.
When was the last time we gave
Anthony his little flimsy one assist for the season? You should be grateful.
You guys are talking about slack. Where's the slack?
What slack?
Where's the slack for Anthony?
Ain't no slack for him.
We were talking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All this energy for Anthony. Right, And I'm not by any means am I not saying that he has played well, or I'm not defending him.
Okay, so where are we?
My going? Goodness, you know, like Enzo 100 plus. Oh my God. Caicedo,
don't do that. 100 plus. Don't do that. Salam.
Jack Grealish 100 plus.
One goal, one assist.
One goal, one assist, Mike.
Hey, bro, what did you say? He does not even have 3G.
Hey, man.
No, he does. All comps, he does.
No, he does. No, he does.
All comps, he does.
When he all said comps. That, it he sounded all crazy, comps. But he didn't.
No, I always count things all comps. Mm-hmm. You guys are always okay, trying okay. to say.
Oh, okay. Does he have more? Does he have more than 5GA all comps?
I don't think he does. Five
I think,
that,
I, think I think he might be. That's the threshold.
Right? He's teetering yeah. around the 4 or 5.
Yeah, like 4.5. I don't know. Let me check.
Crazy.
I'm trying to tell you. No, but I'm just saying. Like you talk about slack. Like, those guys have had horrendous seasons all season. That's 200 million. You know what I'm saying? Like in the midfield.
Yeah, Nani hasn't even played like
50 million.
Nani just started. Like he just started actually playing.
Who is it?
For real.
Nani.
Nani. I'm not even talking about Nani. I'm talking. Mudrik? Oh, yeah, Mukhailo. I haven't even touched him yet. Paul.
Triple.
I haven't even started there. He's worse than Anthony to me. He took the number 10. He's your guy.
No, that's a hot take.
You know, he is. Absolutely.
Bro, he's just a couple of shots away. If he starts making them.
There's no way in your right mind that you actually believe that Antony is better than.
It's better than Mudrik.
People hate Antony so much because he scored in his debut.
You know why? And Antony fooled me. That's why I don't like him.
Because
he's not who I thought he was.
Bro, everything that Paul Scholes said about that man is true. He is a one-trick pony, bro. That guy is not on his he doesn't have the opportunity to cut in on his left foot. That guy is useless. Literally,
even when he does, he can't put it on Frank.
I just watched the comp. I'll send you guys the comp that I watched.
Is it a United Cup or are we going back to Brazil? Because
that's what I'm saying. Obviously, like he hasn't been good in the United show, but I'm just saying those two cases, you know, again, Anthony is labeled as like, wow, he's the bust of all busts. And I'm like, well, I mean, you can look around and see Mikhailo here.
This is second season doing this though.
Okay.
This is the twerker. Listen, if the twerker does the same, all the players you just mentioned, they do the same exact thing next season, I'll have the same exact energy.
So even the 250 million midfield.
Did you watch Caicedo yesterday?
What's that?
Did you watch Caicedo yesterday?
I watched the highlights.
Come on, man.
I watched the highlights.
Salam, you're acting like.
People say you're acting like, looking better. Okay.
You're acting like he's there to score, though. Not there to score. Enzo's not there to score either.
Well, why can't we? So okay, do you remember what some were saying about Casemiro when Casemiro came?
Here we go.
Oh, all the things that a midfielder needs to do. Is he doing all those things?
He was scoring at Madrid. He came in as someone who could score, and then
he was scoring for us. And then remember, those stats don't matter.
He's doing breakdancing.
Yeah.
What did Cornelius say? They made it touch earth today.
So the next year, this 250 million midfield.
Don't worry about it.
We have
gravy. I'm telling you, we're gravy.
Look, sometimes you have to invest for the long run. For the long run, you know, Anthony, all these guys are young.
I'll take this 80 million loss.
That's 100, bro.
It's not 100, man. It's not 100.
I was ducking this 100 number.
First of all, hold on.
It is.
What's 100 number?
It's not 100 because they're not getting
it. It's 95 plus.
Thank you, Cornelius.
Because there will be no more
getting the add-ons. So don't talk to me about it. We're not talking to you about it. 100 million.
Trust them add-ons ain't coming.
No.
They're not coming.
We actually, I think. Low key, he's a double agent. He low key did us a favor, so now we only have to. We only paid like what 70 million for him. So for me, I'm like, well,
I mean, isn't it a couple of years or just 1 year?
Oh, he's
usually he's in like 3-4 years. Or...
Oh no, he's locked in. 200 grand a week. You know what I'm saying? 5 years for sure. He's locked in 100%. He's not going anywhere. But any of us watching this game, it's not about United.
Tuchel's coming.
Tuchel.
Your boy is out of here, bro. Mm-hmm. Anyways, man, let's talk about Arsenal, man. These guys are annoying.
Yeah.
Arsenal's still on top of the league, doing what they have to do. They have two matches left, so they just have to win out. Again, I think I said this earlier in the year, but I think Arsenal's been the best team in the league all year. If you look top to bottom, that's crazy. That is insane. But yeah, man, I feel like Arsenal did what they had to do. I mean, obviously this match that they had this past week was it was pretty on brand for them this year. But I mean, we're looking at City now because City is the one who kind of is in control. If we go, so to speak, they have a game in hand. And if they do win that game in hand, they have the upper hand. So I don't know. As far as Arsenal fans, you guys aren't really looking, you know, at your previous wins. Chris, it is what it is. You guys were able to win, but you guys are looking to win the league and City is right there on your back. So what's going on in the Arsenal camp? What's been the buzz as of late?
Honestly, I mean, I'm calling my Avengers each and every week. Each and every week, I have to call upon my Avengers. We have three of them left, and it starts with Fulham. So yeah, City play this Saturday against Fulham 7:30, and actually Fulham's actually been playing pretty decent recently. So listen, they don't have to lose. Listen, like I said, 9-9, 5-5, 0-0, it doesn't matter. I need a draw. All I need is a draw somewhere in the table. And if they draw, it's good money. We just have to take care of business, you know what I mean? So that's kind of just where I'm at. Talking about this weekend's game, I think we played well. You know, it's kind of the standard, you know, kind of 3-0 win. We did look a little shaky in some moments. Kind of gave the ball away cheaply here and there, but honestly, I think the lights were too bright for Solanke because he had a clear chance on goal, didn't take it, and kind of bailed us out. And we scored pretty shortly after that. So, I don't think this match was our best game, you know, but definitely just take care of business and keep pushing. We can't really focus on anybody but ourselves. I mean, if we don't handle business, there's no chance of us getting a title. So it's just really just, you know, we have two finals left. We have a tough final this upcoming Saturday or Sunday. It's United, but it's really just about taking care of business, man. Really just about taking care of business. I don't want to see Zinny touch the field. I mean, you keep asking about Zinny. I don't want to see Zinny at all. I don't want to see him for the rest of the year. I'd rather Timber come back. And Timber is fully healthy now, which I'm happy about. He was on the team sheet against Bournemouth. I really don't see we'll see. I don't think we'll see him this year. Maybe like, you know, a cameo at the end of Everton or something like that. But, honestly, I'm just happy to have a fully fit team, fully fit squad. This is the first time I feel like we've had a fully fit squad all year. And, you know, our guys are performing. This is the midfield three that, you know, we've been wanting to see all year. And unfortunately, it took 30. I don't even know. We haven't seen this midfield since Community Shield. So, you know, it took a while, but it's paying its dividends, you know. Our midfield looks great right now. Back line looks solid. Up top, we also look solid. Saka looking good. Kai Havertz looks good. Trossard is on this thing right now as well. I think Martinelli deserved to be dropped. I completely understand and respect that decision. Just want to continue to take care of business week in and week out. And hopefully one of our Avengers can save the day. Honestly, can save the day. But there is one thing I did want to mention, because I know everyone wants to joke and laugh and whatever about Saka and him limping and this and that and the third. But I just want to speak about this foul that happened over the weekend. I don't know if you guys saw it at all, but Saka literally got a full cleat pretty much to the knee-ish area.
But
and like and VAR didn't even like look. It's completely fine. And if you look, there's a whole picture where you can see like the white the skin on from his shin. Like it's bad.
That's why they need to wear better shin pads. Come on.
Here we go. Yeah, right. 100%. I agree. But yeah, no, I just, once again, I think VAR is just useless. Honestly, it's useless. And it's bad when we kind of just let things like that go. Cause I'm not even talking about, you know, this goal or that goal. It's just, honestly, just protecting the players at this point. And, it's kind of egregious, the red cards we've seen given for way less tackles, way calmer fouls. You know, they've gone to the board or gone and looked at it. Oh, this looks terrible. This looks bad. This looks bad. But, I mean, a clear and blatant – like, I saw it in live time. Like, a clear and blatant
– It was bad. It was
cleat to the knee is terrible. Like, there's no reason your legs should be up that high with studs showing.
Who committed the challenge?
I don't remember his name.
Is it the left back? No.
Yeah.
Kirkesh or something like that? Was it?
No, it's some Charlie or I forgot. Honestly, I forgot his name. Charlie. I can look it up. Something. But yeah, no, I just think, you know, VAR needs some type of revamp. Yeah, I really don't know what it is, but they definitely need some type of revamp.
You know what I think when I watch Saka, he kind of gives me the Eden Hazard, like how people just kick him.
Yeah,
like people play Saka very rough. I'm not even gonna lie about that.
I mean, and it's crazy. And he's strong too. Like that's the thing. He's very sneakily strong. You don't think he's super strong, but he's strong. So once people realize that, they're like, oh, okay, I have to actually get him a little bit more physical with him, but. Yeah. It's getting egregious now. It's getting real, real egregious. But no, I'm happy with the result. Happy with the way we were playing. Happy with everything right now, and I love the mentality from the team. Just it's not in our control. So you can only control, you know, you only can control what you can control, really. You can't control outside things. And the one thing we can control is how we play and the results that we get. And I'll tell you right now, if City drop points, if they drop points anywhere and we take care of business, we'll end up with a Premier League title. That's just what it is. And if City don't drop points and we go, 17-1-1 in 2024 and they win a title, hey, so be it, man. It is what it is.
You got to win your games too.
You said what?
You got to win your games too.
I know we got to win our games, but I'm just saying if we go 17-1-1 this year.
Yeah.
What more do you want? What more do you want?
You go again next year.
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, ups to them. They had a bigger unbeaten streak. So, there are definitely some matches I definitely go back and look on and I just look at it disgusted because Fulham did the double on us this year. And that's the reason that we might lose the title, which is insane.
They did the double on you?
Fulham did the double on us, bro. Insanity. I have no idea. I have no idea how they did it. But when we lost to Fulham at home, that one is the game I'm looking back at. Like, yeah. Yeah. All the other losses, you know, it's whatever. But that one, can't afford to do that, man. Can't afford to do that. So. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, the past is the past. We got to work about the present. And we have a fully fit squad. So, to me, there are really no excuses. No excuses. Day in, day out, get the job done. Both teams that we've seen, we've beaten. Go ahead and beat them again. And we could potentially end up with a title on the 19th. So, that's where I'm at.
I feel that. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. City is City. And when you look on your seasons, we said this every week, it's a game of margins. You know, Fulham doing the double on you is potentially the reason y'all don't lift the cup this year. You know, when you look at the rest of the matches you did where you're supposed to do. And so it's tough. It's a game of margins. And sometimes you could do everything in your power to win, and it's not up to you in the end. But before we get out of here, I did want to touch on Liverpool. They did win this past week, so technically they're still mathematically in the title race, but you know, it's pretty much a two horse race at this point. I did want to ask about Darwin Nunez. You know, he seemingly deleted all of his pictures off Instagram that had anything to do with Liverpool. We know that Klopp is leaving this year as well, so there may be some change ups in the locker room. Do you think this has anything to do with what's going on this summer with Darwin, or is it just a Darwin Nunez upset?
I honestly don't know what it is.
Yeah, like do we have any speculations as to what's going on?
Maybe Klopp pissed him off too.
He just wants to play, I guess. Yeah, everybody wants to play.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but bro, when you miss chances like you've missed, bro, I can't rely on you week in and week out, bro. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah,
is it what does Salam always say? It's a results based business. Literally, mm-hmm. It's all result based. Prime example: Martinelli got dropped. Guess why? The guy has less than I think 8 GA in the league this year. Unacceptable. Mm-hmm. We have a guy in Trossard scoring goals, important goals as well, off the bench with 10. Way less time than 10, you.
Right?
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's 10. Way less time. Crazy. Than you. It's a result based business. You can play so well at week in, week out. You can do this and that, and the third. But if you don't have the results and the stats and the numbers to back it up, I mean, you can't be out here Draymond Greening. Like, you feel me? No, for real. Like, you can't. It doesn't translate to football, man. It does not. Especially when you're an attacker, man. Everyone's just.
I want to ask you about Timber. How do you feel about Timber coming back?
I feel great, bro.
Is he going to get time?
Like I said, I don't think he's going to touch the field until Everton, when we're at home, up 4-0, the last 10 minutes, bro.
You don't think he's going to come on United game?
No. Okay. It's too
late. You're not going to throw him out to the woods.
Yeah, I don't see a need to rush him back. We have Kivior. We have Tomiyasu. I'm not even going to talk about the other one. So we have guys in that position right now. We really don't need him to rush him back at all. I really don't see the need. Let him have a more extensive recovery. Let him build back up. And then, you know, he can come back in the summer. But, I don't.
So you wouldn't bring him back for the rest of the season?
I mean, like I said, if we're up 4-0 at home last game of the season, probably be wearing the new kits, you know. Let him go have, you know, 10 minutes. No, honestly, you know, every last game of the summer, last of the year, everyone usually wears a 24 or 25 for the new season.
Yeah.
No, let him, you know, get 10 minutes, a little cameo. That's fine. But I don't want to rush him back just to see him miss another 9 months, bro. Like,
you're right.
Man, that's funny.
I'm cool. I'd rather we have a fully fit squad for the first time this year. Everyone's available. He's probably not even fit enough to even, you know, really even play a long period of time. So, I'm cool with seeing Timber next year, or, you know, like I said, 10 minutes at the end of the last match. But, you know, I'm cool, man. I'm honestly just happy Partey is healthy and this is the midfield that we have, bro. Because this midfield, we've been begging for it all year and we finally have it and it looks great. Looks absolutely great.
Would you sell Partey this summer?
I think either Partey or Jorginho is going to leave. I think that's just what it is. And looks like we're offering Jorginho a 1-year contract.
Really?
I think we're about to offer him another 1-year contract. And I've already heard rumors about, you know, Partey is this price, you know. So I don't think Partey will be here next year. If you ask me, I would love to keep Partey, even though he's not always healthy, but this is a guy. I mean, you see what he adds to our midfield. There's not really another player that plays like him, honestly, per se. He adds something completely different to our midfield. Dips of the shoulder, the way he plays, you really can't replicate it. And I would love to keep him for another year because I don't think we need Partey 36 game or 38 matches out of the year. Like, I don't think we need him. I think we can, like how Arteta, yes, I said how he kept him in bubble wrap for the last six matches and said, listen, six matches, fam. Six is all we need. So just give us six matches and we're good. I think we just use him when we really, really need him. But I would hate to see him go. But you know, it's business. And honestly, over the past, what, four seasons that he's been with us, he's been injured for a large part of those every single season. So, you know, I think we're going to bring another midfielder, whether it's Douglas Luiz, whether it's Bruno from Newcastle. I think we're going to bring in another one. And I think one of those guys are out the door. So, unfortunately, I don't think we'll keep him, but I want to keep him personally. I would love to have Partey for another year.
All right. Do you guys want to talk a little bit about Spurs for a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I'm big. Ange Postecoglou.
You called it.
What's going on?
Keep playing the way you want to play.
Yeah. And again, you know, I say these things because, you know, there's such a direct focus on my manager. And it's like, we just let so many things just slide. Like this guy, 4-0 here, 5-0 here. Like, you know, like you just.
But his position on the table, man.
Your position on the table. You don't fight for any other trophies. You know, I'm seeing that. I guess you just have to go all in on, you know, one thing. I think that's like Ten Hag's problem. I'm not trying to make this a United thing, but I'm finding that the teams that just focus on these like singular competitions do the best. But
do you guys think it's a player issue or what? Management?
Yes, I think it's a player issue. They need players, bro. They don't.
I think yesterday
I actually talking about this like when we were watching the Liverpool game. When they play Liverpool over the weekend, and they need a striker, they need maybe another midfielder or two, they need another winger, they don't need another right back, left but they back. Need another center. Yeah, they need a left back. Well, Udogie's injured right now, but Udogie's fine. But they definitely need a backup left back. Like they need players, and like even when we're watching in the midfield, like. Sar and Basuma are too similar of a player type to to really progress this team and get them to the next level. And I like both players, but Basuma can do what Basuma and Sar do. I think one player can suffice, and you need to add, you know, some new flavor to the midfield. So, you know, they need players. I think if he gets the players that he needs, then this type of style of play that he's playing with, it will end up paying dividends as well. Because he wants to press a lot. You know, he wants to press like City, but you don't have guys in this team that mentality-wise and player personnel-wise know how to do this or can, you know, do it how you want it kind of all 90 minutes. So, you know, I think they need players, and I think the players will help back his philosophies, But yeah, not any players, man.
Yeah, like where does Son fall in all of this? Because to be the captain, to be the best guy, we're looking at you. He hasn't really had a bad season, but these last four games, man, like where have you been?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
tired, man.
Don't blame him. Everyone loves Son.
I mean, it's funny. There's a FootMob article that I was just reading that said, Postecoglou thinks that Spurs have a confidence problem to overcome. And I think it's just a club thing. You know, it's a club mentality thing. And I think, as much as we love Ainge, he has to understand that this is a mentality thing for Tottenham. And that's probably the first mold he has to break. Because this team looked good. And then they had their injuries early in the year. Then they never really caught back the steam that we thought that they would. And especially now, you know, three losses in a row, that's not going to help anybody's confidence. But for me, I think that this team they're very similar to Chelsea in that they have a lot of good young players. They have I would say they even have a better manager than we do currently, but they just need to find that group of players that's ready to just just go out every week and be some dogs. And I think that, you know, if you're able to put a few more players behind Son that have that type of mentality, we'll see what they can do next year.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said they need players, because I said this in the beginning of the season when they were on that run, they were 26 points and I don't know how many matches, whatever, in the beginning of the season. I was like, this is all good and gravy, but like I said, if Vander Ven goes down, if Madison goes down, if Sun goes down, this team is finished. This team is completely finished. And that's exactly what happened. Vander Ven and Sun, or not Sun, but Vander Ven and Madison went down, completely different side. We didn't know who we were seeing anymore. So they need reinforcements for sure. And like, yeah, you're right. It is a confidence problem. This team hasn't won anything ever. So it's, and they've been close too. They've had, they've been there. They've been
Champions League final, Carabao final.
Yeah, they've been in finals here and there. They just can't get over the hump. So yeah, I think it is like it's a generational thing, you know.
Yeah.
A generational time thing.
This is one of the very few teams I feel like changing the manager is not going to change it. These guys have to pick it up.
You need a group. You need a group of guys to break the spell, and then
I agree.
And then maybe, you know, it'll start to happen for you guys more regularly. But you haven't broken that spell ever, so.
It's been a long time. Since what, 2008 or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Since they won the Carabao.
They won a Carabao?
Yeah, like 2008. It's been a while. It was called the Carlin Cup.
The Carlin Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, they won the preseason joint, remember?
The Audi Cup.
Oh my god, that's
Audi Cup.
Yeah, Harry Kane was so awkward because he was just like,
I can't really celebrate for real.
This is the only thing I won.
I feel bad for him, man. I feel bad for him.
See, and
Bayern, they don't win. It's crazy.
Nah, he could get into a Champions League final if the winner of the final is going to be from Madrid and Bayern.
I believe so too.
Because they can't. Yeah. If Dortmund sneaks by PSG, they're a lick for whoever's on the other side. What? Dortmund in the final? We've seen it before.
It's at Wembley. We don't want another German Wembley final. We don't want another one. The last one was good though. Lewandowski, Robin.
Yeah.
Ribery, all those guys. But this one, I don't know. It won't be that.
It's not going to be shaking like that.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Leverkusen play Bayern in the Champions League final.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Europa 2 is lining up a nice little final. Nice.
For sure.
Yeah. So, I'm looking at Conference League because we may be in the Conference League next year. The UCL. The real UCL. All right. Let's get into predictions, man.
We play Nottingham Forest away. We've been on a good run. I think I would hope that we get another clean sheet. I'm looking at clean sheets now. That's how I judge how we like that. That's how I determine if we had a good match or not, by clean sheets. So I think 2-0, 3-0.
I will go 2-0. Yeah. They beat us at Stamford Bridge earlier this year, 1-0. What's his name? Antonio Elanga. We got to get it back.
You know they have something to play for. They're trying to fight off relegation. They had a big boost by winning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. 2-0.
Yeah, we got to get.
Where's the match?
City away. Ground.
Okay.
Wanna go ahead, Salam? Choke. Oh my god,
Salam! What are your predictions for this weekend, Salam?
Nah, you go ahead. You go ahead.
if it's anything like three you guys played today, you're getting mollywopped. I'm just letting you know,
bro. Right, you guys gave us 5. It got to be at least 6. Come on, y'all can do 6. Come on.
I mean, I'm not gonna. I don't know. Listen. If you don't have one of your center backs back, you guys are getting mollywopped. I mean, it's gonna be bad. Like, if we thought Mateta was getting past Johnny Evans easy, fam, it's a done thing. I think it's gonna be like, I don't know, 4. think a 4-piece nugget, man. I think a 4-piece nugget. Okay. Maybe 4-1. Honestly, I we'll probably concede. I don't even know. I don't even know how, but I can see us conceding. But no, 4-piece nugget, 4-1, 4-0.
Keep it pushing. You know, this potentially could be a very big pivotal point in the season.
Yeah.
You understand that, right? You're going into Old Trafford. I know. It looks favorable.
Oh, my God. Is this your announcement?
It looks favorable, doesn't it?
Are you about to call a GRG?
Yeah. We're going to do this!
Oh my goodness! No. This guy is insane.
Listen. I'm calling the GRG.
No,
say the straight face.
I'm calling the GRG. No, we're gonna get points. We're gonna get points this weekend. I don't try.
The guy can't say with a straight face.
Exactly. That's what he
believe himself.
Hey, listen. You guys are laughing. I know what you guys are thinking, and I know that right now it may not seem as if what I'm saying is possible, but you know, United loves to play spoiler. Just wait. The thing about us is there is no consistency about our inconsistencies. You know what I'm saying? You can't judge us on form.
You can't, yeah.
You can't judge us on form. You know what I'm saying? So you guys are, yeah, I know. On paper, it looks so straightforward, but I would hate to be here a week from now talking about that's it.
You know,
that would be. Would that be upset of the year if that happens?
No, hey, I'm telling y'all. Crazy. I'm telling y'all.
We're gonna do this.
Nah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but like, at the same time. Our team is so different than like last year. Like we,
you're right.
Mentality wise, bro, we are not.
Don't talk to me about my team and mentality, okay?
Listen, mentality wise, we're so far from last year, man. I really don't think. I'm not saying it's not going to be a test because it definitely is a test. I mean, our managers don't like each other. You know, our teams really don't like each other. We have history. There's history there. So,
yeah, the first game. You know, mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's going to be a battle. You guys are going to be up for it. But mentality-wise, like, this team is in a very – and I can tell by the way we're playing. It's just, like, get the job done, bro. Like, just do what we need to do so we can get out of here. And if we don't win, fine. But, yeah, we're in a very different headspace. It's not like, oh, can we do it? It's like, nah, we're doing it. It is what it is. So –
If Arsenal don't win it this year, I can predict they win it next year.
Yeah.
My future bet's going to be in. I'm just – my future's not in.
And if you guys – what about – are we going to give Arnie a chance? Does Arnie have any shot at competing for a title next year? Because I'm very curious to see the energy people give Arnie.
No. You got to earn it. Come on now.
You're
not going to run through the league.
Nah. When Slaughterhouse – Liverpool
might be 6th next year.
Slaughterhouse next year.
They might be like 6.
Mr. Slaughter. 5-6,
honestly. Because they're losing players. So you don't think Salah is going to Saudi?
No, yeah, he's gone.
He is gone.
He's gone. Mr. Arnie has a big job on his hands, but yeah, man, good episode. Did you guys have any shout outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, I actually got a shout out. I was looking at Leverkusen, and they extended their unbeaten streak to 48 matches, which is currently Benfica holds the record at 48 matches unbeaten back in like the 50s or 60s.
Jeez.
So if they win this upcoming weekend, actually if they win in Europa match this Thursday
against Roma,
they would go undefeated in all of Europe's leagues, all of Europe, 49 games, which would be the record. So shout out to them, man. I've been rooting for them all year because I really think they got something special over there. And this will just be another, you know, ribbon on their jerseys this year. So currently at 48 unbeaten, If they win this Thursday, they go to 49 unbeaten, which is the record amongst all of Europe's leagues. So that's my shout out for this week.
That's crazy. But imagine if like you just rolled over 100 every match on them.
The winner draw is crazy. The
winner draw every match. Is nuts. Oh my goodness, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My shout out is Nicholas Jackson.
Action.
Nicholas Jackson. Okay.
He has more goals than Hoyland. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Are you going to address that? We can move on.
Let's just move on.
Remember, he predicted Hoyland's going to have more goals than Jackson?
Jeez.
I've gotten a lot of things wrong this year. I can admit that. I've gotten a lot of things wrong this year. But Cornelius, you're going to like this. But next year, just wait. Next year's my year.
Oh, it's always next year, baby. Oh, you sound like a true Cleveland Browns fan. Come on, move up from Cincinnati. You fit right in.
Next year's my year.
Also, I forgot the team name. I'm gonna find out for next week. But some team, I forgot who it is, but their club is an English team. They're like on like fifth or sixth division football. They just won like their league to get up to. So I don't know if y'all know much about English football, but the Prem, Championship, League One, League Two, and then the National League are the only five leagues that actually get like are in the payment structure. So if you get promoted or demoted, that's when your wages go up or down. Yeah. This team, I forgot their team name. For the first time in their 158-year history, they made it up to the National League, so fifth division football in England, and they won a penalty shootout. I'm gonna find out what their team is for next week, but I saw it on Twitter. Like their whole team was going crazy. It was nuts. So. Shout out to them.
Leicester's back too. Leicester's back.
Yeah, Leicester's back.
Leicester's back. Ipswich is in the Prem after like 30 years or 40 years, something like that.
Since 2002.
22 years. Okay. 22 years. Okay.
In a minute.
Bro, it's not as crazy because a lot of these teams, you know, we all play FIFA. So I've seen a lot of
these. Oh, yeah. You see them. Yeah.
Bro, I started playing FIFA. It really, like, my first, like, really memorable FIFA was like FIFA 04. Bro, okay. I have never seen this team in the Prem. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I know.
This is crazy. So I'm excited to see, you know, how they do. But they're going to – by the way that they play and the way I see them, though, they're going to get mollywopped up here. They're going to get mollywopped.
They score goals. But
they go down too much. And you can't afford to go down 2-0 and then, we're about to come back.
Nah.
That's not happening
again. Not in the Prem.
Not in the Prem.
That Postecoglou.
It's not happening. But so congrats to them though, man. Leeds will have to fight in the playoffs.
I would like to see Leeds back.
Jamie Vardy again. Wow, that guy can't stay away from the Prem. Hey,
I need him to retire in the Prem, even if next year's his last year. You gotta retire in the Prem.
Did he get them promoted twice?
Yeah.
Damn, that's he's a legend there.
What, bro?
You're probably building a statue as soon as you retire.
Of course, he's always a legend, but like promoting a team twice,
and like, getting them a Prem,
that should count for something.
And getting them a Prem,
you're right. You have an FA Cup too.
They have an FA Cup and a Prem.
Yeah,
he can get away with
it. It was him and who? It was him and Mahrez.
Conte,
Drinkwater.
Maguire was on that team too.
Maguire
has never won anything in professional football. No.
All Brighton.
And honestly, they had a squad. Like when you look back at who they had on their squad, I'm like, yo, this team is serious.
Okazaki.
And who was their keeper?
Schmeichel.
Schmeichel.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
Bro, they had a team. Like, they had a real team. That's why everybody got picked off. Mahrez was gone. Shout out to them.
Yeah, I wanted to shout out Kieran McKenna, the coach of Ipswich Town. He came from United. He was one of the coaches when Ole was here. Him, Carrick, and Mike Phelan were the coaches at the time. So Shout out to him getting his team promoted. Shout out to Johnny Evans for coming out and giving everything that he had.
The boys gave everything. Yeah,
oh my god. Yeah, and I just want to shout out Eric Ten Hag.
I'm gonna do a
this is where we end. How are you gonna shout out Ten Hag?
we could just come right here.
No, I have to display my support. He's not the problem.
I don't understand what your so I've known problem. You for a minute. Since Sir Alex, you bro, everybody out, even Mourinho, you wanted Mourinho out. Why this attachment to this dude? We're giving you the door.
Bald. Bald.
Nah, what is the support for him? You don't think he's the problem?
Look at the player.
He's definitely a problem. He's part of the problem.
We've been watching these players. Mike, some of these players have been here since 2013. You know what I'm saying? Think about where we were.
Show has to go for sure. Sure has
think
to
about
go.
Where we yeah, like we, here we are, and it's like, you know, we need depth in these positions. Martial, where are you?
You had Ronaldo, remember? We had 42 goals this year.
Remember, he was the problem. Remember, he was the problem. The only
that's the guy you're backing, though. The guy that fumbled Ronaldo.
Maybe he's not the long-term answer, but I'm just saying that the players have to go too, because if you get rid of him and you keep the players,
yeah, same issue. You're right. Yeah, some guys definitely got to go. Some guys definitely got to go.
Yeah,
Wan-Bissaka, Maguire, all these guys got to go.
Yeah,
my one shout out is going to be an early shout out. I'm just calling my Avenger, man. My Avengers in white, Fulham. It will be, you know. I need you to do me a big favor, fam. A big favor. Just get a point. That's all I ask. I'm even gonna watch. I'm gonna wake up at 7:30 just to watch the match. Just William, please, just get a point.
Come through,
William. Too, you know, we need for all the times that you cause us heartbreak, bro. Please,
this is your time to pay back.
Yeah, it's time to pay it back, man. You're on way too much money for a long time.
William was our Arsenal.
I don't want to talk about it.
That was. Horror show.
What he was?
He was fat.
Yeah, Anthony was better. William. Than
him. Salam, end the podcast, bro. Yeah, no. I told you, Anthony's in a league of his own. He's not even with Timo and them.
Yeah, Timo had more.
No, Timo and them. Timo had GA. Darwin Nunez and Timo, right?
Yeah. Bro has less than 5 GA all comps, fam. That is ridiculous.
These guys played in the Champions League. Don't forget that.
Bro, that is ridiculous.
5 competitions.
My center back has more GA than this guy, bro. It's insane.
Ooh, Chalobah just came back.
Both of them. Yeah.
More GA. No, okay.
Talking about Chalobah. Man, get out.
Shout out Chalobah, man. Shout out Chalobah.
No, shout out.
Starts, we've only lost one game.
Shout out to Chelsea, man. You guys support all the Mandem. You guys employ a lot of Mandem. I like that. You know,
sir. Black so, team.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyways.
Black Lives Matter. man, appreciate everybody for tuning in. And as always,